You're listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. This show was once about business, LinkedIn, and my life with an autoimmune disease. And then one day I found out I was misdiagnosed, so I had to switch things up a bit. Life is so short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. I'm on a mission to help women take their business and life to that next level they deserve to be at. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today, and I cannot wait to share these amazing stories of other female entrepreneurs who will be featured on the show. If you have a story or brand you want to share, send me a message on Facebook and Instagram today. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I would love to connect with you. Do you want a live chat during this episode? Make sure you're listening on iHeartRadio. I'm here to remind you to work hard, stay humble, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to The Happy Workaholic Podcast. And now let's get into today's show. Today's episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast is brought to you by Cheryl Thacker of Successful Coaches. Cheryl is a Master Board Certified Coach, the founder of Successful Coaches Enterprise LLC, and has been coaching and mentoring for over 10 years. She is a training director at a coaching school and runs a nonprofit called Recovery Nation. Cheryl has a brand new program I simply must share with you guys today. Master Your Coaching Business Bootcamp. Are you a coach sick of the business side of your business keeping you up at night? Are you sick of burning yourself out and getting nowhere? I have amazing news for you guys. The Master Your Coaching Business Bootcamp was designed just for you because you better believe I know how important a good night of sleep is. In as little as 12 weeks, you will get everything you need to pull off all the pieces together to inspire others and make a massive impact in the world while establishing and growing a successful, sustainable, and profitable business. Are you ready to master that coaching business of yours? The next bootcamp is right around the corner, so I don't want you to miss out. Claim your spot today before they fill up. All you need to do is visit successfulcoaches.com for all the details and be sure to head to the show notes to learn more about Cheryl, Successful Coaches, this program, and her fantastic online global community of 13,000 women and growing strong every single day. I'm actually a part of this group and it's so inspiring to meet all these incredibly empowering women. So you guys have to check that out. Commit to action, gain confidence, make an impact, and increase your volume today by joining the Master Your Coaching Business Bootcamp. Hey everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode. I'm so sorry about my voice, but I have had a little cold. Actually, I had a kind of a bad cold over the weekend, and I have my open Vicks jar next to me, so I keep smelling it so that I can get through this episode and breathe. But you can tell by the title, I want to talk to you guys today about the Entrepreneur's Daily Guide to Greatness. And what this is actually a business mindset and organizational tool that I've created. I created this probably 2 years ago, actually a little bit over 2 years ago. I think I created something like this before. Of course, I've changed it a million times before I even launched this podcast. And my podcast is a little bit over 2 years old. So I wanted to come on and share a couple things that are on this guide, as well as share the organizational tool that I have sitting in front of me for all of your end of month stats. It keeps you super organized in your business and in your personal life. So I just wanted to share these tools that I've been using and I share with my clients, and I'm going to share them with you now and then also tell you where you can get yours for free. And they're just something that I really love using and implementing into my life, not just for business, but for my personal life. So the Entrepreneur's Daily Guide to Greatness is just a simple one-page PDF. And, you know, there's so many things that you can do for you know, organization and getting your mind right and just changing your mindset. You know, you can be journaling. There's a million biohacking things that you could be doing. You could do all the meditations. You can invest in programs and watch all the YouTube videos. And this is just my little way of giving back for, number one, somebody that signs up to receive my newsletter on my website. It's a free tool that I've personally created. And one, I did this because I wanted to give something back. And then two, I've had this going for years, like I just mentioned, for myself. So I'm like, why wouldn't I just share this with everybody else? And if you don't know this already, I'm probably one of the most organized people that you'll ever meet. And to prove that, I've actually done a number of episodes for being organized. Let me just pull them up right now. And also, I want to let you know that these episodes here, I will have them in the show notes for you. So if you want to refer back to them. Episode 124 was about my favorite apps that keep me organized and help me run my business on the go. If you are a business owner and entrepreneur like myself and run a digital company, then you will really appreciate that episode. Episode number 105 is how to become more organized in business and in life, my best tips and life hacks. Episode 92, how to get organized with your health. Episode 85, how to be proactive and organized with your health. There's a lot of health episodes there. And it's also very important to be organized in your health. And that's why I created my MedChat Mondays video series on YouTube. Episode 58, how to get more organized in your business. And these are all different tools. And then even how to be organized in your home and office and how to be organized, how to stay organized in 2017. So obviously I did that 2 years ago. So I've done a lot of blogs and podcast episodes on how to be organized in various ways, you know, with your health, on the go, in your business, in life. So today I want to share with you guys my Entrepreneur's Daily Guide to Greatness. So like I mentioned, it's just a one-page PDF, and it's something that you can just use the tips and implement them into your life. It's something you can print and keep on you. It's something you can look on at on a Sunday and help you prepare for your week ahead. So the first one that I have written down is be motivated. Pick a mantra or quote to follow for inspiration. And if you guys are not connected with me on Instagram, first of all, you need to. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. And if you are, for probably, again, over 2 years, probably pushing 3 years, my entire Instagram feed alternates a picture with a quote because I'm obsessed with them. And that's just something that keeps me going. They're on my vision board. They're on my work board. They're in my planner. They're on my notebook. They're all over my Pinterest and my Instagram. So just keep something on you, or, you know, a lot of people have them on their screensaver on their phone. So what I do is I just save a bunch so that I can always have them on me, look at them, post them for my Instagram, on my Instagram to inspire and motivate others. So just find one on Pinterest, you know, you could search on Google or somebody else's feed, make sure you tag them if you're sharing it, and just something to keep you motivated. You know, on my screensaver on my phone, I have the ocean because that keeps me calm. The next thing, you know, you want to be happy. You want to take the time to meditate and breathe to stay grounded. You want to call a friend you haven't spoken to in a while. You want to just be able to, you know, be in a good mindset and be in a happy place. And whatever that is that creates, you know, sparks that joy for you, then you want to do that. In order to be healthy, I would say prep your meals and menus, your snacks, and all of that ahead of time. I'm a meal prepping machine. I have been for years. I have my fridge extremely organized with all my food. And, you know, I create a menu probably a couple days or a week in advance, depending on when I want to go and get my groceries. That goes for my juices, my meals, my detox soups, like anything I feel like creating, I usually do in advance. And that's what keeps me organized and healthy and on track to losing weight, which is what I'm trying to do now. And the next step is to be positive. You want to get outside and get that sunshine, get that vitamin D, you know, walk in some fresh air and sunshine. You know, if it's cold weather outside, that cold breeze will definitely wake you up and honestly like spark some energy in you and really wake you right up. That's why, you know, I follow Jim Quick. If you guys haven't followed him, he has a morning routine, and one of them is to take cold showers. And I was doing that for a while, And obviously this weekend, because I had such a cold, I was taking the hottest shower ever, and it was awful. But I just needed that to, you know, help break this cold. But, you know, anything to be positive. In order to be more productive, I would say it's really up to you. And if you are comfortable working in time blocks, or you just take breaks in between. Back in the day when I started working online, I would pull like 16, 18 hour days on my computer and eat the worst food and just like not get up and take breaks and have my music going all day. And that just like doesn't create the best work for me. I have to be more productive, and I have to be scheduled when I do have my days that I do have long computer days scheduled, and I do have a lot of online work I have to get done. I do need to take breaks in between, especially if I'm recording, especially if I'm coaching, you know. So try to find a schedule that works best for you when you do have days like that. You know, in order to be organized, you're going to need to be, you know, a little bit less stressed and plan your day or week ahead, schedule content, and, you know, be able to spend more time engaging. So once again, I'm going to have all those previous episodes I've had in the past for this show all about how to get organized. I've given so much content away for that because I am obsessed with being organized, and there's a lot of things that I do that I'm going to get into in a minute in order to be and stay organized and just plan for my week ahead. In order to get moving, you know, you want to create new playlists, you want to get your workout in, even if you just do something to get your heart, you know, your heart beating a little bit quicker, some morning activities, anything that's going to get you moving, even if it's just for a couple minutes a day, it's really important. Excuse me, totally should have grabbed my cough drops. As far as setting goals, you want to start every month fresh and do your best to crush your numbers. So whatever and however you choose to do that, it's up to you. But I think that you should always set up goals so that you can crush them every month and you have something to look forward to. And now I want to get into another document that I've created that so many of my friends were using for so long. And I'm like, why aren't I sharing this with my online community? So I'm pulling it up right now. You hear me clicking on my computer. So I, at the end of the month, I should say, okay, on the first of every month, that is when I tally up all my end of month stats for myself and my clients. And where I keep track, I can see my growth on certain social media platforms. I can see my growth in sponsorship money and investments and goals and passive income and all that fun stuff. So I created a very simple Excel document. I know Excel scares a lot of people, but this, there's no formulas involved, so you can literally just plug in the numbers. I made it super simple. It's for the entire year, so you can just start in August 1st, which is what on August 1st, which is why I am sharing this information with you right now so that you can be organized and get ready to use it on August 1st. So basically, it's just a one sheet Excel document, and it has an area where you can plug in your Facebook page, your personal Facebook, your business page, personal page, Instagram, LinkedIn, email subscribers, Pinterest, Twitter, podcast, website, new clients, sponsorship money, investment money, goal money, actual money, passive income. So on the left is all your social media stats, and then we move into your business, and then we move into your money. So this is something that I do every single first of the month so that I can track everything and start to exceed my new goals for that following month. So on August 1st, if you want to know what I do every morning or what I'm planning on doing, it will be filling out this Excel document. Now, I just want to say that this isn't just for business. I've created this Excel document for friends that are moms and are managing a household and need to organize their bills. So rather than having their social media numbers, they actually put, you know, gas, electric, mortgage, if there's daycare, if there's camps, you know, so you can switch up those titles, which is great about this Excel spreadsheet because there's no formula. So you're not going to change anything up. You can just delete the title that I have and plug in something of yours. So every month you can track your own stats. So super simple and self-explanatory. It's really, really easy to use, you guys. If you have any questions, always reach out to me. And now I want to share with you how you can get them. It's so simple, and I kind of mentioned it earlier, but you can basically just go to thehappyworkaholic.com. I will have a pop-up for you to join my newsletter, my VIP email list. If that for some reason does not pop up, you can actually go to the bottom of my website, and in the middle, you can just sign up for my newsletter there. And as soon as you sign up, they are going to be delivered to your inbox within a couple minutes. And they are complimentary, a little gift from me to you. And it's really just to help with your business, your mindset, and to get you more organized. And you know, this is in your personal and professional life, so you can change up anything that you want and make it your own. But this is just something that I've been using and implementing in my business as well as in my professional life. And, you know, being an entrepreneur is like legit a roller coaster ride. So sometimes you just need to put your big girl panties on and survive the day. And so I feel that there's so many motorcycles around today. Sorry, guys. If you are as organized as you possibly can be, that will help with your mindset, and it will help you probably from having a panic attack. And I'm just speaking from experience here. But, you know, there's a lot of days where like random things will get thrown your way, and you just need to figure it out. You just need to take care of business. And hopefully these tools will help you do that. So again, head to thehappyworkaholic.com, sign up for my VIP email list, either on the pop-up or on the bottom middle of my website, and these documents will get sent your way. And if you are using them on August 1st or any other time, I would love for you to share your thoughts with me. You can always tag me on my Instagram at thehappyworkaholic. And then I can feature you on my stories. So I hope you guys enjoyed this short and sweet podcast. I'm off to go finish filming another video for my YouTube series, Med Chat Mondays. So if you want to learn more about that, check out that page on my website, thehappyworkaholic.com. Right now, I think it's time for a hot tea, and alternating that with some cough drops, and hoping that today is the last day of this cold. So if you guys have any suggestions on how to get rid of this, it's like day 4, send them my way. So I hope you guys are having a great, productive day, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. And if you have 2 minutes and listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you could leave me a review. Those messages mean so much to us podcasters, and they really help me create more of the content that you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? It's simple. Head to Facebook and search for the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself, coaching programs, weekly newsletter, and more, visit thehappyworkaholic.com. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is part of the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Be sure to follow the Happy Workaholic Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.